Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph on the 12th line, Shnehem Peturim. Mishnah taught the case where both of them are exempt. Shnehem Peturim. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, b'shem Chizkiya, Rabbonon b'shem Yochanan, b'shem Shnav she'osam melacha achas. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha quoting Chizkiya and Rabbonon quoting Rav Yochanan said that this is because they are two who did one melacha together. Rav Shaula Rebbe, Nosanai Acher Chavila al Ksefoi v'Shachach Mevia. Rav asked Rebbe, if Reuven put a bundle on Shimon's shoulder, and Shimon forgot and took it out, what's the law? Machzura Tanina, Amalei Chayev, Shein Adoime, I should say, Liyadoi. And the Gemara answers that the second time Rebbe said that he's liable, and is unlike that his hands means stuck in a different mashuas, only then our Mishnah exempts. Salva, Rebbe, Kivin Sha'okes Vaglov, Moy Sha'okes Achetetz. That we can infer that Rebbe holds that since he uprooted his legs, he's like one who uprooted the item. Adazid the Rebbe, Haya Oimed, Rosh Sarabim, Rezoak, Bekidem, Kalta, Rosh Sayochid, Mahu. The question is, according to Rebbe, if one was standing in Rosh Sarabim and threw and caught it in a Rosh Sayochid before it landed, what's the law? Well, Rebbe Hud, the Rebbe Ovid Avir Mechitzes K'memashon. The Gemara says, well, this is obvious. Aren't you asking according to Rebbe? Rebbe considered airspace within Mechitzes as if it was full, so it's as if there was a Hanacha. Surely therefore he's liable. Reisucha, the Leihaya Oimed, Rosh Hashayochid, Rezoak Vekidim Bekalta, Rosh Hasharabim, Mahu. Rather, we need to ask about one who was standing in Rosh Hashayochid and threw and caught it in Rosh Hasharabim, what's the law? Ashkach Tani, Rebbe Poite, Acha, Shetanuach. The Gemara answers that the Brisa found that Rebbe exempts unless it landed. Am Rebbe Avin, Rebbe Ben Azai, Rebbe Akiva, Shloshtam, Omru Dava Echad. Rebbe Avin said that Rebbe Ben Azai and Rebbe Akiva all taught the same matter. Rebbe Avad Avi Mechitis Kamemoshan, Ben Azai Avid Avi Kamalis Kamemosha, Rebbe Akiva Avid Avi Rishis Havabim Kamemosha. Rebbe considers airspace within Mechitz as if it was full, and Azai considers airspace above a Kamalis as if it was full, and Rebbe Akiva considers airspace above Rosh Hasharabim as if it was full. Arba Roshiris L'Shabbos, Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim, the Kamalis, and Mavois She'enan Mefuloshim. The Bible says there are four Roshiris, four domains of Shabbos, Rosh Hasharabim, which is a private Roshus, Rosh Hasharabim, which is a public Roshus, a Kamalis, and Mavois, which is alleyways that are not mefulosh, which means they're not open on both sides. Beizu Rosh Hasharabim, Choritz Shu Amok Asor, V'Rachav Arba, Begader Shu Govoya, Asor, V'Rachav Arba, Suhi Rosh Hasharabim Gemura. What's an example of Rosh Hasharabim? A ditch that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, or a fence that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. This is a full Rosh Hasharabim. Beizu Rosh Hasharabim Gemura. What's an example of a complete Rosh Hasharabim? It's a road between cities, a large market, a wilderness, or a mavoi mefulah, which is a alleyway open at both ends. Emoitzim Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim, ulemachnisim Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim, imhoitzi oihichnis shegeg chayev chathas mezid chayev kareis leniskel. One may not be moitzi from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, or bring in from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim. If one did so, b'shoging inadvertently, he is chayev chatas. If he was b'mezid, which is intentional, he is chayev kores, and if he was warned, then he would be stoned. Echad ha-moitzi v'echad ha-machnes, echad ha-moishid v'echad ha-zorek. The same applies to one who takes out or to brings in, or brings in while carrying, extends to a different moshus or throws. Yam ubika vistava vaskupa vekamalis inel Rosh Hasharabim v'lei Rosh Hasharabim v'lei noisim v'noisim bahem v'mnos v'nosim bahem potter. A sea, a valley, a covered place not surrounded by walls, a threshold or a kamalis, which is a corner next to Rosh Hasharabim, when it's crowded people go there, is not like Rosh Hasharabim and is not like Rosh Hasharabim. One may not carry four amos there, and if they did though, a person did so, he would be exempt. Am Rabbi Yosef. Afanan, Taninan, Kulhoin, Yam, de Taninan, Tamon, Havzoit, Vyam, Arba Amos, Pata. The Yosef says, Mishnayos teach all of these. We learn a sea from the Mishnah that says that one who throws four Amos in the sea is exempt. Lo Seif Dava, Daladamas beyamel afilu zayrek bechol ayam pata. So kol ayam nikra kalmas. It's not only four amas in the sea, but rather even if he throws in the entire sea, he's exempt because the entire sea is called a kalmas. Bika de taninan ha bika she said the yemeis hachama which is ayochid leshabbos which is arabim letuma. We learn a valley from the Mishnah that says a valley in the summer is a Rosh Hashayochid for Shabbos and a Rosh Hashayochid for Tumah, means some people go there because it's not seeded. In winter, it's Rosh Hashayochid, both to listen to that, because no one goes there because it's seeded. In Maimer ad Rosh Hashayochid, it's just a mamash, lo tehi tu'una hakofa, klei behema. Tetanina nekishua, klei behema, metalthalim secha. If you say it's truly Rosh Hashayochid, it wouldn't need to be surrounded with kelim for animals to permit carrying inside. But there's a mission that teaches that if they surrounded it with kelim for animals, one may carry inside. Rather, it's called a Rosh Hashayochid because it's not a Rosh Hashayochid, but really actually it's a kalmanis. If tavar tataninan v'chein geshorim ha-mefuloshim v'talzim tachteim v'shabas tibib Yehuda v'chachomim oisim. We learn an istava from the Mishnah that says, and similarly bridges that are mefulash, which is open at both sides, one may carry underneath them, but he just says this, the Chachamim, though prohibited. Even Chachamim only prohibited, but they don't obligate, mean find viable, one who carried is not considered carrying midoraisa. Skupa, the Tanina, Namoitzi, Oichlim, Beznostan, Allah Skupa, and Chachazo, Oitzion, Benchoitzion, Acher, Potosh, Le Osam, Lachto, Bivasachas. We learn a threshold from the Mishnah that says that if one took out food and put it on the threshold, but they later took it out into Rosh Hashanah, or someone else took it out, he's exempt because the malacha was not done at once. And it should now say, Carmelis, skip a couple of lines here, it should say, Carmelis, Tani, Rabbi Chia, Carmel, Rach, Mole, Eino Loilach, Vole Yobesh, Ela Beinuni, and it should say, Achanami, Carmelis, Eino Loik Rosh Hashayochid, Vole Rosh Hashanah. A Carmelis, Rabbi Chia taught that they taught the Brisa about Carmel. Carmel is short for Rach Malay. It's not moist or dry, rather intermediate, and likewise Carmelis is not like Rosh Hashayochid and not like Rosh Hashanah. Easy Carmelis, what is this Carmelis? The Baisa gave four examples and then added Carmelis, and therefore it seems to come and add something else. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Kogoin Hanusei de Bar Yustini. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, like the store of Bar Yustini, many people frequented it, but it wasn't a public thoroughfare. Chotzer shel rabim mevoi shein mefuloshim im ilvu mutarim v'im lo ilvu asurim. A courtyard of the rabim with many houses open to it, or a mavoi, which is an alleyway that is not mefulosh, not open at both sides. If they made an eruv, they're permitted to carry inside. If they did not make an eruv, they are forbidden. Yivizir b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, she say b'shem Rabbi Chinana, b'shem Rav Chanina. Stavios, you should say, Shebena Amudim, Nidoinu Kekamas. Zera, quoting of Yudah, quoting of Chinina, quoting of Chanina, said that platforms between the pillars in the marketplace where the merchants hang their wares is a Kamalis. Vishmo Barchia, Bar Yehuda, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Kishe, it should say, Kerochei Amudim, Nidoinu Kekamalis, Laisrichim, she say, B'sheinam Gvoyim. Vishmo Barchia, Bar Yehuda, quoting of Chanina, said that they are considered like moons of the pillars, like a Carmelis. Therefore, we need to teach about when they are not three Tvachim tall. A stone platform is Carmelis, but only if it is at least three. These are inconvenient to walk on, so they need not be three. Chia barei derav, kolama akev, dalsa b'Rosh Hashanah, nidoinim ke Carmelis. Chia barei derav said anything that impedes walking in Rosh Hashanah is considered a Carmelis. Rabban Kisan Ami Afilu Kritzim Afilu Schuchis. Rabban Kisan say that it supplies even to thorns and glass. They need to teach about when they are not three tall.